Shade for Sale. One scorching hot summer day, a young man who had been working outside all morning looked for some cool shade to rest in. He spotted a tall zelkova tree next to a large house. An old man was taking a sweet nap under it, so the young man ran over and joined him under the tree. Ah, how wonderful the cool shade was! The old man awoke angrily from his nap. "What are you doing in my shade? Get out this instant!"
"Wait, your shade? How can shade belong to anyone?" asked the young man, genuinely confused.
"My great-grandfather planted this tree, so of course its shade belongs to me," the old man replied. "Now go away!"
"Ah, I see," the young man thought for a moment. "Then why don't I pay you to use this shade?" he suggested.
With greedy eyes, the old man replied, "I can sell it for 5 yen. It was a hefty sum, but the young man managed to find the money. The next day, he purchased the shade, even asking for a deed of sale. The old man gleefully wrote the deed, taking the young man for a fool. The next day, the young man returned with a group of friends to enjoy the shade of the zelkova tree. Before long, the shade had moved into the courtyard of the old man's house. Following along, they sat there, enjoying rice wine and good conversation, as the old man and his family watched in dismay. Since the shade of the tree now belonged to the young man, the old man and his family were not allowed to step in it, no matter where it was. Chasing the shade, the young man's party moved onto the porch, then into the house. Realizing his mistake, the old man tried to buy back the shade, but the young man would not sell it at any price. He came whenever it was sunny, inviting neighbors and friends to join him. When the old man and his family kept begging, the young man finally relented, saying he would sell it back for 5,000 yen. It was the old man's entire fortune. Unable to stand it any longer, he and his family moved to another village. The entire property now belonged to the young man. He allowed everyone to use it as a community gathering place, and the shade of the zelkova tree once again was open to everyone.